He's performing at the Beltrami Block Party this weekend. It'll be a little preview of that wonderful festival debuting in downtown Bemidji. We hope to see you there. It is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Kicks off 1 o'clock this Saturday, so stay tuned for that. We will also be dabbling in some music from some other artists who are on the lineup. And right now, let's do some more Rye Cooter here on KAXE from that Chicken Skin Music album. This is Smack Dab in the Middle.
Pick me a town in any climate. People like a rockin' time. Stay away both day and night. And everybody's feeling good and right. Then throw me smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle.
Smack dab in,
smack dab in the middle.
Well, let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
I'm dressed to kill. 10-room house and a barbecue. And I bet the chick's not over 22. And I
smack dab in the middle.
I like to be
smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle.
Well, let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
Something sweet.
Gallons of coffee to wash it down. And buy carbonated soda by the pound. And I
smack dab
in the middle.
Smack dab in the middle.
Smack dab in the middle.
Well, let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
Jazz band and 100 ballet girls. Seat that's paved with natural pearls. Bring me a wagon load of bonds and stocks, and then open up the door to four knocks and roll me.
Smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle.
Well,
rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
Time's changing desperately.
My favorite word starts with M-A-T-R-I-A-R-C-H. M-A-T-R-I-A-R-C-H. Don't look at me like I had made the rules. Your word means nothing to me. Time's changing desperately. My favorite word starts with M-A-T-R-I-A-R-C-H. M-A-T-R-I-A-R-C-H.
Oh, sometimes it snows in April. I heard my mother sing away back when I was a child.
Calling all birds from across the nation. Yeah, we got a new murmuration. That's good stuff from Alison Russell. I know after these first four singles, this next album, In the Hour of Chaos, due out this summer, going to be a big hit like her last one. Got to see her at Winnipeg, up in Winnipeg last year. It was a terrific show on the main stage. That was my first time catching Russell. And that is, I believe, our second most recent single from this upcoming album. So stay tuned for more of that here on KAXE Community Radio in northern Minnesota. Julia Jacklin before that, the Australian artist, also getting ready to drop a new album called The Gem later this year. Get Away From Me, I Think I'll Love You Soon. Kind of a nice rock, a little bit of a power pop tune there. And Love, an artist from Saskatchewan, from the Cree First Nations, kind of neo-soul singer, Iskwe, is there. New EP, and we heard Matriarch just at the start of that set. It's People Powered Radio, KAXE. Want to let you know that we receive support from the McCrosty Art Center, located in downtown Grand Rapids, inspiring a creative community through exhibitions, events, classes, and an art shop featuring local artists. More information at McCrostyArtCenter.org. Support also comes from the Bush Foundation, investing in great ideas and the people who power them. Introducing the 2026 Bush Fellows, leaders working to make the region better for everyone. There's more information online at bushfoundation.org. Meet the Bemidji High School Marching Band today. You can enjoy a pulled pork dinner at Bemidji High School starting at 5:30, followed by a performance in the arena at 7 o'clock. Looking ahead to Thursday, there is music in Walker. Rick Adams and Bumps on a Log will be at the First National Bank there, part of the Walker Bay Live series. That's at 5:30. Another summer concert series, Morning Bird in Hibbing at Bennett Park this Thursday. That one is at 6:30. Stay tuned for the set list. You will find that tomorrow on our website and start hearing it as well, digging in to our local music scene. Thank you for hanging out. This is Headwaters on KAXE.
Well, he made the bed and lies in it to wonder how it would have been to stick out of the cover.
Right now on KAXE, happy to be joined by Cage Jamber, who's going to be performing at the first ever Beltrami Block Party. It's coming up. When this interview airs this Saturday, June 27th, downtown Bemidji. Cage is going to be hanging out, chatting a little bit about some music you've had out recently, what's going on, a preview of the show, and you're going to play some tunes as well. So thanks for coming on, Cage.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Malachi. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you in. I'm looking forward to this. First of all, I want to ask you, have you ever seen any of the, I'm guessing you have, some of the bands that are coming to town for the block party? You excited for the festival?
Super excited. I think it's going to be a great time. And I'm learning a lot on the station as well. So, of course, some of the local acts, great friends of mine, Sonny Johnson and I, we've played music together for years. Tiny Town is all of my best friends. You know, the Schnackenbergs, Michaela, Dan. It's a fantastic group. But I remember a long time ago, my mom had a CD in the car, and it was Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels and their song Postcard. And that just has been a song that's been reoccurring through my life. So when I heard you on the air talk about that group that she's in, I got really excited to be at that block party.
Yeah, that's Lucy Michelle's kind of band she's been in over the last little while since the Velvet Lapels called it quits is Little Fevers. It's different, but she's still like the lead vocalist, lead singer. So it very much for fans of Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels.
Oh, you can hear that right away. It's like, oh, yep, there she is.
I'm glad you mentioned that about the other local acts, because a little later on, I do want to give like a little preview of everyone. And it sounds like you're buddies with them, so we can go over that. But you want to kick things off here with a tune?
Yeah, I can try some of the... I'll start with a not-so-new one, then we'll work our way into some newer stuff here. This song is called Kerosene. And I put it out, I think, last year.
And I can't tell if he's
I've been up here once before. This one sure feels tall, so tall. Smile to the mystery of not knowing at all. Blind to the periphery, just to swim in it now. Left the light on the front porch screen. Pull me up from the swamp. I can't tell if it's love, my dear. I don't know where to fall. I've been up here once before. This one sure feels tall, so tall.
That is Cage live here on KAXE. A little preview of your set coming up this Saturday at the Beltrami Block Party. Cage Jamber, I do want to say, though, for folks who are looking for your music online, like your artist as just the first name, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty disorganized, actually. So for the most part, I've been trying to stick with just Cage. There is another person out there with the first name Cage who does a lot of classical piano. Great stuff. If you find that, give it a listen. But also, if you're looking for my music, that's not the one. So you'll be able to tell. My picture's on there. So
okay, but you have delved in and you've confirmed that, like, he's got some talent for classical music.
Oh, yeah.
Other Cage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. So I do Cage on Spotify. I think it's Cage Jamber on YouTube. It's always so hard with being kind of a independent musician. Like, you don't know exactly what boxes to check when you're doing all the online uploading stuff, so it's out there somewhere. Spotify and YouTube are the main ones that I put things onto, though.
Yeah, I did want to ask you. Okay, you said disorganized, your words.
Yeah.
I always enjoy, like, it seems like kind of sporadically I just see a nice song from you pop up and, like, I don't know what's coming and you might email it over. How often are you, do you have a batch of songs that you're sitting on? Are you kind of tinkering them slowly, and then when they're ready, they come out? Because as you mentioned, we're going to be getting into, you've had two songs so far in 2026. These ones arrived last year. Like, what is the kind of rollout for those, if there is any? Are you just doling them out as soon as they're ready?
It's a strange process, because I will put hours and hours into recording a song and writing a song, and then it just sits on the computer for 3 years. And then I'll spend 45 minutes recording and writing a song, and it's one that I just push out there. So I'm sitting on albums worth of music, and it's less about the recording and the getting it to the station or getting it on the internet, but it's more of a pacifier, really. It's like, I'm behind my guitar, I'm recording, it feels good, so I'm gonna do that. And it's a weird thing about time too. I'll listen to some things that I recorded 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I'm like, how did I do that? That sounds great. But during that time, I remember thinking, this is not good. And so it's kind of this leapfrog of expectations and, like, things I did a long time ago. How do I pull those into things I'm doing now? How do I keep learning? How do I stay humble? That kind of thing.
Yeah, you have a pretty extensive, from what I've seen online, of some photos, your home studio, your setup, pretty extensive. Do you have to take notes of, like, this is how I recorded this that way that time, or, like, this is what I was doing, or you just hope for the best?
You know, if I were smart, I would be taking notes. I'm running all basically analog outboard gear into my computer. And so my notes are literally sketches of knobs and where that value was for that. So it's like, this was the snare drum. on this track, or here's where I had the vocals or the guitar. And I'm a teacher, so I have a lot of friends in the education world, and some of their kids will come over sometimes. I'll have get-togethers, and a room full of analog gear that's dependent on remembering where your knobs were set, with a bunch of 4 and 5 year olds in it. It keeps things interesting, so I'm always resetting, trying new things. I'm not really stuck in any kind of certain pattern as far as the settings go.
Yeah. Is there something you like about, like, not working alone, but having it in your house, being able to just go down, I don't know if it's downstairs, but in my head, go downstairs and tinker for a while?
Yeah. This is the Midwest. Of course it's downstairs, right? Yeah, it's almost like, in a sense, you can be kind of like the painter. You can have your canvas sitting there. You can push pause. You can go for a walk. You can go do your thing and come back, and you know that it's going to be left pretty much where you had left it, and hopefully you come back with some new ideas or a new approach. I have done recording with bands before, and that's also a fun process, but it's, in that regard, it's definitely like you have to kind of polish this out right now and go from there. But as a home studio, you can kind of have the project running as long as you want, which is a good thing, and it can be also a limiting thing too if you don't have that organization like I talked about earlier.
Yeah, one of the things DJ Dang was asking me something to mention. You have recorded bands before down there. Right now, is there something about performing solo that you prefer? Would you ever have a band again? Because I know you had a band back in the day with Bear.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You've played with, is it your buddy Eric?
Yeah,
you've done
Eric,
some work
yeah.
with as well. Yeah, is it kind of just enjoying playing solo, or more of like, this is the what's available?
I mean, it's funny you ask that, because I was just thinking about that today. I think playing in bands is really enjoyable. Something that I struggle with, though, is I find people to play with that I'm really good friends with. And so when you have a band practice or a project, we end up going for a bike ride or making lunch, or, you know, kind of playing as friends and doing the friend things more than the music thing. So it takes a lot of kind of determination and saying, here's our goal for the day. I think playing solo is a way where I can maintain some of those friendships and find that time for myself, but also dive into the music world that I like. So I'm not playying solo by choice, but I'm not also playing with a band by choice either.
Sort of like, don't mix business with pleasure, although I'm not going to call making music business, but like,
right,
keeping a separation
exactly.
there.
You have to make sure that the people you're working with are on the same page as you. And I've been very lucky to have experiences with bands where we're all on the same page and kind of balancing that. How goofy are we going to get? How distracted are we going to let ourselves get? Or are we here to, you know, do this project?
That is Cage Jamber. We are speaking to here on KEXC, performing this Saturday at the inaugural Beltrami Block Party in downtown Bemidji. What are you going to play for us next, Cage?
This is a song that you guys have been playing here on the station. We'll do some Orion's Belt. And I do promise that my whole set will not be just slow, sappy folk songs.
Hey.
So
if it happens, it happens.
That's right.
You know, Minnesota.
We'll see how the weather turns out. If it's rainy and overcast, I'll just do that. All right.
Can you see Orion's belt? Only in the winter. Didn't know then what I felt. Pointing at it with your finger. Steely Dan was playing low. I thought a fez was just a hat. Something I didn't want to know. Only a fool would say that. And how do stars all shine so bright, even when the closest light is 8 minutes away? I guess they decide to illuminate and cross an empty space to light a later day. Banjo voicemail in your car, little pine tree swinging from the rear view mirror. The whole world was changing, counting sin in shopping carts.
who stitched my sweatshirt seams, medicine and broken hearts, the American dream. And how do the stars all shine so bright, even when the closest light is 8 minutes away? I guess they decide to illuminate across an empty space to light a later day. And then we reflect back what we can, only giving half of them a day at the beach. Relight humming soft and low. I see your breath linger in the snow. I never knew how quiet love could be. Lay your head upon my sleeve. And how do the stars all shine so bright, even when the closest light is 8 minutes away? I guess they decide to illuminate across an empty space to light a later day. And then we reflect back what we can, only giving of them a day at the beach. At night, when it's only you and me, and the dark between our feet, I am at peace. Can you see Orion's belt? Only in the winter, didn't know then what I felt. Pointing at it with your finger.
Another live.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Lovely live version of that one. I want to deep dive into that song because when I first heard the recorded version, I was a little curious because on the recorded version, could you explain the sort of, it's your vocals, but like the response in the chorus? So I want to. You know, you obviously just sing the whole part through live here, one take. How is it different on the recorded version? And I really like the way you set that up in the recording studio.
Yeah, and in the recording, it's, you know, like you said earlier, playing solo and recording solo, you have to be a little creative. I don't have a bunch of backup singers, you know, on call or any studio musicians, although my friends are fantastic and they play on some tracks. You have to kind of be creative. So the way I recorded this song was more of a conversation. The lyrics are definitely all just kind of my thoughts about a situation, but it's more of a conversation in the recorded song. And so when I'm doing, "Can you see Orion's belt?" the next line is still my same vocal. You can kind of tell in the recording that it's a little different and it's more of a response, like a conversation. So the song is kind of this back and forth. It might even just be a conversation with myself. But you can hear that in the recorded track. And we had Eric play on that song too, which is a really fun process. He lives in Germany, so figuring that out, how to record cello over an 8-hour time difference, was pretty fun.
Yeah, did you kind of just send him your sketch for and have him play cello on it, or did he send you some cello ideas?
I just said, here's what I'm thinking. It'd be really cool if cello was in this section. And he sent me a couple different rough drafts, and I chose one that I liked the best. And he said, "All right, I'll record that, send it over." And then I popped it into the song, and I added some of my own fiddle to accompany the cello as well. But it's been a lot of fun to not only this song, but just we're throwing ideas back and forth all the time. And it's kind of funny because we are such good friends that we get a project going, and then we end up, you know, on Steam playing video games for hours instead of doing music stuff. But it's good to know that we've kind of got each other's back a little bit on projects. He's got a bunch of songs that he's releasing right now currently, and I'll have to send them your way.
Yeah, no, we would love to check them out. I gotta ask, what do you like about Steely Dan?
Oh my goodness. I was teaching up in Indus for a while through Peacemaker Resources, and I had a very long drive, and I didn't have a good Bluetooth system in my car, so I had one Steely Dan CD.
Which one?
Well, unfortunately and fortunately, it was the Greatest Hits.
Okay, hey,
so
there you go.
It got me like this whole canvas of their sound, and I just found them at first to be so cheesy, almost too polished, too perfect, too like perfected. And then I was like, you know what? I actually love this. I think cheesy in this sense is a great thing. Just the melodies and kind of the silly lyrics that they have. So Steely Dan is definitely something that's constantly playing in the background at my house.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, what is playing when you are... So you DJ here on KEXE, mm-hmm. yeah, from time to time. I've chatted with you before. You know, you have a love for, like, world music, funky music, kind of ambient stuff, like Boards of Canada. Mm-hmm. I've seen you talk about you and... you have a Neutral Milk Hotel covers thing you've done before.
Yeah, that was Eric yeah. also. We rented out the folk school in town and just played the entire In the Airplane Over the Sea album.
Yeah, I'm not a creator of music, but is it like overwhelming to be drawing from so many things? I don't even know if that's a silly question, but
no,
it's such a variety of music that I'm guessing is on at your house. And when you get down to play, is it like there's too many directions I could go in, or too many things I could try and figure out here?
I think a lot of times, like with creativity, imitation is kind of that flattery, you know? So you can really tell what I've been listening to based on what I'm recording or what I'm playing. Yeah, like the station is always on at my house. When I leave my dog at home, she's a big KXE fan. So
we should do like a whole thing on like, tell us about your dog and like how yeah. much KXE they listen to.
Oh, okay. So much.
Thank you for giving me that idea. I'm going to file that one away for later, but continue on.
No, so I guess right now, I guess I go through phases, right? You have your favorites for the minute, and then you keep branching out and you come back. I've been doing a big, deep, like Sister Nancy dive right now, listening to her album. There's a couple new dub things coming out from like Professor and Scientist and stuff like that. And I'm also just really into Pavement right now. Like, I can't get enough Pavement at yeah. this moment. So I think that it's just kind of like, in a sense, like, they're not going anywhere. You have time to listen to all your favorite music. Choose wisely in that moment. And if you'd made a poor choice, you can always come back to it later and set the vibe up how you want. I think the weather plays a big part of it too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I just got tickets to go see Tallest Man on Earth in October, so I'm like in a big Tallest Man on Earth phase right now. But there's no reason to limit yourself either. Like, you can go from listening to like the most extreme, like Berlin hardcore techno to, you know, Elizabeth Cotton folk songs by the afternoon. Like, there's no reason to...
You're speaking my language yeah. here. You're speaking my language here. I grew up shuffling all my music, so mm-hmm. that is something that I love. And, you know, you get a lot of variety on a radio station like KXE, but... I always have enjoyed that sort of switch back and forth. The Scientist, who you mentioned there, mm-hmm. you love the dub. It's got mm-hmm. a great album called Scientist Wins the World Cup, which is like a dub football album.
Yeah.
The World Cup's going on right now.
Absolutely.
Who are you picking to win? And this is actually going to air, what day is it? Probably about a week after we air this. So just know whoever you pick could have crashed and burned by the time this airs, but we're putting you on the spot.
Well.
I mean, they'll still be in the tournament, but they might have had a loss. Anyways. Take the floor.
You have to, you know, root for the home team. It's fun to watch USA play, especially just in a country and possibly even like a state and city that soccer is really starting to become it's a growing thing. It's not the most popular thing. I have a lot of friends that I'll say I'm watching the World Cup and they just are like, why would you do that? You know, that sounds like a waste of 90 minutes. But also a lot of good friends here, like DJ Dang, too. Like, he came over to watch the USA game, and just having the community of friends to root with and friends that are cheering for all sorts of different people.
So you're rooting for the USA, but who do you think is going to win?
I don't know. I mean, watching Messi score four goals yesterday, was pretty wild. I'm a big, not bandwagon fan, but like underdog fan. I find myself, I went to college in Norway, so I've got a connection to Scandinavia, and I'll watch
them. They looked good, too.
They did, yeah. Norway was looking great. I watch these games, though, and I'm like, maybe some of these, like, rich, affluent, sometimes colonizer countries I shouldn't be cheering for. And I find myself rooting for, you know, teams like, you know, Uganda, Senegal, who are playing, and, you know, on the World Cup, they're saying this is like their first or second or third time there. And I want to see some of those victories and see some of that happen. And it's fun to watch amazing athletes play, but I don't know if I always want the best team to win.
Yep. I often am rooting for the underdog as well. So thank you for that. The World Cup's still going on. I've been trying to ask folks that. We're mainly speaking to you, though, because of this block party coming up. And you said that you know a lot of the folks. So there's three local openers from Bemidji playing before Eric Koskinen, David Huckfeld, and Lucy Michelle as Little Fevers roll into town. And it sounds like you're pals with this group. You want to give people, we're here doing a preview of your music, but what can you tell us about Tiny Town and Sonny Johnson?
Oh, man. So, well, Sonny and I have been playing different open mics and gigs since we were probably 16 together, at least. And Sonny's got just an amazing, like, rock and blues and soul approach to his music. Very talented. Don't want to miss him playing. Tiny Town, again, a collection of high school best friends. Dan Will plays the keyboard for that band, and he and I were in all of our music classes and in high school together. Now we're neighbors, and we hang out 3-4 times a week. Aaron Schnackenberg plays bass, another great friend of mine from high school. Aaron and Dan and I have played in little ensembles and groups throughout the years. Aaron's little brother, Daniel Schnackenberg, on the bass. I think that they're going to be getting Brock Bolio, who played with Corey Medina, playing drums with them as well.
Cool.
And Michaela on vocals. Like, they're so funky and groovy, and chances are you're going to hear some Steely Dan if I put money on it.
Okay. Well, that's right there. I mean, if people were on the fence about going, then a little Steely Dan outdoors, downtown Bemidji.
Exactly.
What can be better than that?
Last time I saw them, Aaron was wearing a Donald Fagen shirt and Daniel had a Steely Dan hat. So I think, big fans.
There we go. You know, the people, the youth, the younger generations are loving Steely Dan.
Exactly.
And I'm there. I would say I'm not all the way there, but I'm there. I'm getting close.
Well, after you hear Tiny Town, I think it'll be a no-brainer for you.
Well, before you play us out with One Cage, you mentioned, so on streaming, folks can follow along. I've also seen you post some updates on Instagram, but we've had Could It Be, and we've had Orion's Belt so far this year. What do you have coming up? More music on the way. You mentioned you're sitting on a lot of stuff, but what should folks keep an eye out for?
Yeah, I'm trying to get some more stuff out. I'm not going to promise that I'm down there recording new things, you know, every week. But I have been looking through some older stuff that I've not put out yet, kind of remastering it, seeing what I really liked about it, why I kept it, things that maybe I was hesitant about, and trying to kind of polish that and fix it. I'm having a hard time deciding between, you know, releasing the album or doing singles. It's a weird time for that kind of for music. Like, people are releasing singles, and that's just kind of the identity of their discography. Or do I save it up and do an album? You know, singles, you can get them out right away to people. Albums, you may or may not find that the fire under your butt to get it out on time. You might sit on it for a while, so have to see what happens.
Whatever it is, and if and when, you'll probably hear it here on KEXC. Thanks for coming in today, Cage, playing at Beltrami Black Party. You're going to play us out with a tune. What are we going to hear?
I think we should do Could It Be. Now, this one's got a lot of words. I don't usually write a ton of words in my songs, but this one, we'll see what happens.
Okay, here come the words. Cage on KAXE.
Sometimes I forget to recycle. Keeps me laying up at night. I've set my guilty conscience buying organic and riding my bike. Sometimes I don't cry at the news, even though I should have. I've set my guilty conscience helping my neighbors and singing the blues. Could it be that I don't feel human anymore? Could it be that my whole life is on the brink of war? Could it be
corporations gaslighting us to go green when it is really capitalist philosophy, the mastermind behind all of this. Like when Shaggy pulls the mask off the monstrosity, and we see it was always just about the money. Sometimes I leave all of my lights on, make it seem like somebody's home, in a house that I have some rights to. In the eyes of the bank, I'm alone. Start to believe our subconscious. Hopefully we start to believe. See the filters masking our lifestyle. Take a step away from the screen. Could it be that I don't feel human anymore? Could it be that my whole life is on the brink of war? Could it be corporations gaslighting us to go green when it is really capitalist philosophy, the mastermind behind all of this? Like when Shaggy pulls the mask off the monstrosity, and we see it was always just about the money. Sometimes I don't have all the answers. I'm not sure I'd like to. I've said my guilty conscience, hugging my friend saying I love you. Could it be that I can't see the forest for the trees? Could it be an open window letting in the breeze? Could it be instant coffee's better in a tent? Could it be the tacky smell of dollar store incense? Could it be that cuddles with my dog is time well spent? Could it be a new song on the radio commute? Could it be the morning sun burning up the view? Could it be that all these feelings have something to do with how we see the world inside of me, inside of you?
You just heard a conversation and live session with Cage Jamber. That last song, Could It Be, one of two new singles he has put out this year. Thank you to Cage for stopping by KBXC the other day. You can revisit that conversation and hear those songs at KAXC.org. We will have the full interview posted later today. You're listening to People Powered KAXE, Cage, and many more playing in downtown Bemidji this Saturday. Events kick off at 1 p.m. It's the Beltrami Block Party, the first edition of this. KEXC, KBXC, Bridges Pub, and Kegan Cork are proud to host and present this event. Also, Eric Koskinen, David Huckfeldt, Little Fevers, and more. Food and beverages. There's info on our Facebook page. It's made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We received support from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, held this year July 9th through July 12th. The festival presents music from around the world featuring Kathleen Edwards, Billy Bragg, Lucy Dacus, and over 60 more. Coming up a little later on today, DJ Ironsides is your On the River host from 1 to 4, and Mike Spry tonight behind the mic from 7 until 10. Let's hear an artist playing Beltrami Block Party and a song that Cage said first heard when his mom had a CD of Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels, and a song that has been reoccurring throughout his life. Lucy Michelle coming to Beltrami Block Party with her latest group, Little Fevers. Here is Postcard.
I'll send you a postcard, I promise that I'll write. I'll send you a postcard, I'll write every night, but I gotta leave. Life. In a former life,
just wanna live in this house in the park, watching all the men play volleyball. I just wanna receive a text from Anthony telling me I left my lights on. I just wanna paint these walls dark green and think maybe it was a mistake. Wanna gossip with the bronze duck on the windowsill watching kids vape. I just wanna be, I just wanna be, I just wanna be. I just wanna invite people over to sing songs in my room. I just wanna sit on the ground with everyone eating some bowls of soup. I don't wanna hear those ghostly footsteps from the strangers who walk through. When I wasn't there to defend myself, tell them to take off their shoes. I just wanna be, I just wanna be, I just wanna be. She says, don't say that, 'cause the money may not come. We say, April, we're obviously not here for the money. We just wanna be, we just wanna be, we just wanna be. I wonder how to explain the way the light makes rainbows on the floor. And Margot is safe when she escapes, 'cause there's so many doors. Maybe if we make it homey enough, they won't wanna take it away. If we hand paint the unit signs, will they flip it anyway? We just wanna be, we just wanna be. We just wanna be, we just wanna be. We just wanna be, we just wanna be, we just wanna be.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
No,
we're on the move.
Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Wow. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing.
Feel good with McFadden and Whitehead's Ain't No Stopping Us Now. 1979, the Philadelphia soul disco musicians. Coming up in just a moment, World Cafe doing a Sense of Place Philadelphia series. They'll be chatting with bass player Stanley Clark. Stay tuned for that. Those two, McFadden and Whitehead, taking us out of Headwaters today alongside Minnesota. Double dip from Sadie Gustafson Zook. I Just Want to Be in Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels. Lucy Michelle as Velvet Fever's coming to downtown Bemidji for the Beltrami Block Party this Saturday. We heard Postcard. You're listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Showers and thunderstorms are likely this afternoon. Rain moving into the west of our listening area. Already cloudy here in Grand Rapids, highs today in the low 70s. Rain and thunderstorms continuing overnight into tomorrow. We have overnight lows around 50, highs tomorrow in the mid-60s and 70s. Bemidji raining 63, Bagley rain as well, 57, partly cloudy in the upper